It's Tuesday, January 20, 2026.
83% of those losses happened in the United States.
Insured losses from wildfires, storms, and floods hit new record high in 2025. National disaster declared as wildfires ravaged southern Chile. Plus,
it comes just weeks after the Trump administration froze five big offshore wind projects on the East Coast.
Federal courts continue to reject Trump's irrational attack on American offshore wind energy.
All of those wins and losses and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
No one wants power outages, but the intermittent sources of wind and solar are part of the problem on the reliability. When the wind is blowing and the sun is shining, that's often not the time when we are at risk.
Right. The time we're at risk is when Energy Secretary Doug Burgum is lying to the American people about big rechargeable batteries that he likes to pretend don't exist. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, you'd think the Trump administration would, if nothing else, pay attention to the growing cost of our climate crisis and want to do something about that, but no, they don't care about that either, apparently.
No, apparently not, and it is getting worse. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, down in the global south, where Chile's president has declared a state of catastrophe amid deadly, destructive, extreme weather intensified by man-made climate change. As we go to air, extreme heat and wind-driven wildfires have killed at least 18 people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and forced the evacuation of more than 50,000 people in two southern regions. Chile has seen a series of devastating fires in recent years, worsened by long-term drought. South Africa has also declared a national disaster after torrential rains and floods killed more than 100 people. Globally, insured losses from wildfires, storms, and floods hit a record high in 2025. A new analysis from global reinsurer Munich Re estimated that overall insured losses from extreme weather disasters hit a record $108 billion globally last year. 83% of those losses were in the United States.
83% of those losses were right here.
Yep. Last year's L.A. County wildfires were the costliest disaster of 2025. Again, that's only insured losses. The researchers warn that the threat of extreme weather disasters has risen steadily in recent years, roiling insurance markets. The new damage report comes just days after the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service announced that 2025 was the third hottest year on record after 2024 and 2023. Here's Samantha Burgess, Copernicus Deputy Director.
The scientific evidence is overwhelmingly clear. Climate change is happening. It's here. It's impacting everyone all around the world. And it's our fault. We know what we need to do. We have the technological solutions. We can limit future warming.
The scientific evidence is clear. It's been clear for quite a while, but now the insurance and financial evidence is clear. Again, you'd think that even Donald Trump would give a damn about that.
Well, here in the U.S., a new analysis calculates that the Trump administration's policy requiring all new clean energy projects to be personally approved by Energy Secretary Doug Burgum has halted more than 22 gigawatts of cheaper, faster clean energy projects, undercutting efforts to address skyrocketing energy prices for consumers and soaring demand due in part to the proliferation of data centers.
Go figure.
However, the Financial Times reports that renewable energy is, quote, proving hard to kill. While the U.S. clean energy industry has clearly taken a major hit from the Trump administration, the Federal Energy Information Administration still projects that over the next 2 years, solar generation will grow by 50% in the U.S.
Somebody's about to be fired over there.
That's continuing the long-term trend of cheaper, clean, renewable electricity displacing fossil fuel energy sources. Why? Because a photovoltaic solar farm can be built and activated in less than a year, a fraction of the several years it takes to construct a natural gas plant. And finally, federal courts have ordered two more offshore wind projects to resume construction. Back in December, the Trump administration suspended five critical offshore wind projects that were near completion. Courts have now restarted three of them off of Rhode Island, New York, and now Virginia. Judges have expressed skepticism of the Trump administration's newfound concern that wind turbines could generate radar interference. The developers noted that those issues were addressed during the permitting process, and the Defense Department signed off on all five of the projects before construction began. The two remaining offshore wind farms halted by the administration are now in court. If completed, all five wind projects would bring cheap, clean electricity to millions of ratepayers across the East Coast.
Good news. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Stay the course in the changing sea. Tides turning, waves are churning.